Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate a couple of birthdays, a couple of premieres, and an invention. Last week, January 21st, marked the birth in 1902 in Palestine, Texas, of singer, bandleader, and actor Smith Ballou. He attended UT, the University of Texas, from 1920 to 22, and while there organized a jazz combo called Jimmy's Joys, playing banjo and later serving as vocalist. In March of 1925, he formed another group called the Texas Jazzers, and he also found work with the bands of Ted Weems, Hal Kemp, and the Dorsey Brothers. In 1929, he started the Smith Ballou Orchestra and began his recording career with OK. Over the next 20 years, he made records for more than 30 labels, including Victor, Brunswick, Columbia, and Decca. In 1936, he moved to Hollywood, where he appeared in 24 films, primarily westerns, between 1936 and 1950. Smith Ballou died in Longview, Texas, on May 2, 1984, and is buried in Fort Worth. Here are three from Smith Ballou.
Thank you. a melody that stole her heart from me. Though she's gone, I still belong to Mary, and in all my dreams she still belongs to me. Someone else is keeping us apart. All the world can't take her from my heart. Someone sang a sweeter song to Mary, and Mary was the only girl for me.
Sunny side up.
Free from singer, bandleader, and actor Smith Ballou, born January 21, 1902. We began with the New York 12 Orchestra, directed by Bert Hirsch, and Let's Get Friendly, music by Dan Dougherty, with lyrics by Jack Yellen and Sid Silvers. That was recorded in New York in May of 1931 and released on Thursday, July 15, 1931, as Hit of the Week 1153. Then it was Smith Ballou with Fred Rich and his orchestra on October 29, 1930, and Someone Sang a Sweeter Song to Mary. And we just heard Smith with Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra and Sunny Side Up from October 10, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon and available on demand 24/7 anytime streaming on the internet at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, January 22nd, marked the birth in 1895 in St. Louis, Missouri of Irene Gibbons. You may recognize her as the Dixie Nightingale, Eva Taylor. She started performing in a traveling revue before she turned age 3, and by the time she settled in New York in 1920, had worked around the world, including New Zealand, Australia, and Europe. While working as a popular singer in Harlem nightclubs, she met pianist, publisher, and producer Clarence Williams, and they married in 1921. They collaborated on many projects, including recordings, radio programs, and a musical revue titled Bottomland. Taylor made her recording debut in 1922 with the Black Swan label, who billed her as the Dixie Nightingale. She recorded dozens of blues, jazz, and popular records for OK and Columbia into the 1930s and was lead singer on a number of Clarence Williams' Blue Five recordings in 1924 and 25. She retired from show business in the early 1940s. Eva Taylor died in Mineola, New York on October 31, 1977. Here are three from Eva Taylor.
Saving my love for you. Like Jackie Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worthwhile waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Thank you.
free from the Dixie Nightingale, Eva Taylor, born January 22, 1895. We began with Eva Taylor, backed by the Charleston Chasers on June 28, 1929, and Ain't Misbehavin', written by Andy Razaf, Fats Waller, and Harry Brooks. That was followed by Eva, accompanied by husband Clarence Williams, on August 2, 1929, and Come On Home, from an Edison test pressing. And we finished up with a rare racially mixed recording session with Ben Selvin and his orchestra, billed as the Colster Dance Orchestra, and When I Am Housekeeping for You, from December 9th, 1929. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request or a comment about the show? We love to get email, and you can send it to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, January 23rd, in 1941, the Broadway musical Lady in the Dark premiered at the Alvin Theater. With music by Kurt Weill and lyrics by Ira Gershwin, the play starred Danny Kaye and ran for 467 performances. So here to commemorate the premiere of Lady in the Dark are some dark songs, beginning with George McLennan's Jazz Devils.
Thank you. the dark, I see the lights all over town, and I keep walking up and down while I am whistling in the dark. Whistling like a lark, my song goes floating on the air. I envy every loving pair while I am whistling in the dark. Who cares what I am saying in my song? Who knows that I am praying someone will come along? Strolling in the park without a single thing to do. The night is black and I am blue. That's why I'm whistling in the dark.
Some dark songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the premiere of the Broadway musical Lady in the Dark on January 23, 1941. We began with George McLennan's Jazz Devils on May 9, 1924, and Dark Alley Blues. In the band on piano, Clarence Williams. Clarinetist George McLennan was born in Charlotte, North Carolina, around 1890, and began his stage career around 1910. He was an entertainer as opposed to strictly a musician and included dancing and comedy in his vaudeville act. McLennan played a gas pipe clarinet, which is a squeaking style of playing, also involving slap tonguing, novelty effects of growling and laughing, and even taking the mouthpiece off the body of the clarinet and using the hand as a wah-wah mute. The most famous exponent of the gas pipe style was, of course, Ted Lewis. George McLennan settled in New York in the early 20s and performed extensively on the theater circuit. He toured the eastern U.S. with Eva Taylor and Clarence Williams in a show called Step On It, and performed in a duo called McLennan and McLennan, the other McLennan probably being his wife Daisy. His recording career started in April of 1923 and lasted 3.5 years. George McLennan died in Chicago on September 22, 1937, of tuberculosis. After George McLennan, we heard the Seattle Harmony Kings from September 2, 1925, and Darktown Shuffle, written by Joe Thomas, pianist in the band, and Earl Baker, trumpeter. Like the California Ramblers, who never set foot in California, the Seattle Harmony Kings had nothing whatsoever to do with Seattle, but was a unit of the Benson Organization of Chicago. Another member of the band was saxophonist James Eugene McHarg, better known as Rosie McHarg, who was still playing right up until his death at age 97 in 1999. And we finished up that dark set of songs with Sam Lannon and his orchestra, with Dick Robertson vocalizing on Whistling in the Dark. And I don't know who was whistling there on that May 3rd, 1931 recording. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL Avalon, and available anytime at all, streaming online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week on January 24th, way back in 1899, a patent was issued to Humphrey O'Sullivan for the rubber heel. Now you'd think that rubber heels would have been invented by a cobbler or a shoemaker, but Humphrey O'Sullivan was a printer. O'Sullivan was an Irish immigrant to the U.S. and had a job in a print shop, which required him to stand on a hard, cold floor for long hours. He started bringing a small rubber mat to work to stand on, but that proved rather inconvenient. So he made small rubber pads and nailed them to the heels of his shoes. After winning his patent, he gathered $25,000 and started his own company to manufacture rubber heels. O'Sullivan is still in business and employs about 1,000 people, calendaring vinyl for automotive, medical, and industrial applications. So here to commemorate Humphrey O'Sullivan's rubber heels are some rapidly rotating records about shoes, beginning with Les Allen.
One, two, button your shoe. Put on your coat and hat. I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. Three, four, open the door. Hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. Five, six, my heart does tricks. I picture all your charms. Seven, eight, you're at the gate. You walk into my arms. Nine, ten, kiss me again. Tell me you get a thrill, just as I hope you will, while I'm waiting for you. I found a use for Mother Goose that well deserves my praise. It's been such a consolation when you start your tardy ways. When we've a date, I'm never late, you're never quite on time. So I made a variation on an old familiar rhyme. Coat and hat. I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. Three and four, open the door. Hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. Five, six, my heart does tricks as I picture all your charms. Seven, eight, you're at the gate and you walk into my arms. Nine, then ten, kiss me again. Tell me you get a thrill, just as I hope you will, while I'm waiting for you. One, two, three, four, five, six, my heart does tricks. Seven, eight, nine, ten, hurry for heaven's sake, I'm waiting for you.
Thank you. we'll run into Sally and the crowd we used to know. Put on an old pair of shoes, and even though our clothes are baggy, we'll go down and call on Maggie and Joe. We'll always find fair weather as we make the rounds together. The old gang don't care whether we're broke or in the dope. We'll find the dreams left behind in all the old familiar places as we mend the broken laces of an old pair of shoes.
Some rapidly rotating records about shoes to commemorate Humphrey O'Sullivan's invention of the rubber heel. We started off with Les Allen performing vocally in 1937 on 1-2 Button Your Shoe. Then it was Jelly Roll Morton's composition Shoe Shiner's Drag, performed by Lionel Hampton and his orchestra on July 21, 1938. And we just heard Jack Hilton and his orchestra with the vocal duo of Sonny Farrar and Ken Tucker, and Put on a New Pair of Shoes from March 20th, 1935. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
On your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, on January 24th in 1930, the old maestro, Ben Burney, began his weekly radio broadcasts from the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City. Announcers for the show were Harlow Wilcox, Bob Brown, and Harry Von Zell. Ben Burney and All the Lads were the first group to play at the hotel, and they were originally scheduled only for a short engagement, but wound up being resident from 1923 to 1929. So here are some rapidly rotating records by Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra.
All the tools we did find you, but
tinted midnight skies are a copy from your eyes. Till we meet, the clinging ivy will recall your arms. Let me dream, for precious dreams are so divine. Though you love me from afar, I'll never be contented till we meet and once again you're mine.
Thank you. Sally, oh, no, I want to know she's mine, all mine.
Get a load of those two dimples, wire kisses taste like wine.
Oh, dear, no, I want to know she's mine, all mine.
And if she didn't have a cent to her name, I suppose that wouldn't matter, you'd still love her the same.
But her dad has lots of money, it'll all be hers in time. Oh, dear, no, that big load of dough will be mine, all mine.
From Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra. We began with Till We Meet, with Scrappy Lambert performing the vocal from around February of 1929. Then from the George White Scandals, it was Dick Robertson once again, and Bigger and Better Than Ever, also from 1929. And we just heard the Speed Boys, Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot, and Mine All Mine from December 7th, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.